This is the six-beat, six-piece scripture story. This is the overarching rescue plan story. This is part one of the better story. Flip back to the beginning, to the original origin, the maker magnificently molding matter into motion and meaning into being. Right at the start, the original orator orchestrated order, opened his mouth and words became worlds. The perfect poet punctuated planets with purpose, set out solar systems with his stanzas, creatively composing creation so dramatically with creation, singing his glory so harmoniously. The world was gloriously conditioned in mint, royally sealed by the king, stamped with his fingerprint. And from the dust he formed us, Adam from the earth, and from man's rib he made Eve live. Man and woman at the summit of God's place, becoming the ultimate reflection of his perfection, image bearers of God's beauty and loving community. Whilst the tree of life breathed in the backdrop so breathtakingly, God walked with his people in the cool shade so intimately. Until the snake, until the cataclysmic mistake, with the serpent spoiling the truth and speaking the fake news. Knowledge misused, the origins of love and trust abused. Adam and Eve see their shame and try to mask it up. Their guilt hid behind leaves, it's the first ever cover-up. A relationship severed, a sin enters stage left. Banished from the garden, Adam and Eve left. And sin goes viral. Heartbroken. God calls Noah to build an ark to ride out the rain. And as God hits restart, the flood sweeps away evil's reign. And as the water recedes, one thing remains. A coloured spectrum rainbow vow, never again. And though we're stained with sin's original curse, we can find our origin in the image of the one we reflected first. We can find healing in the promise of Genesis 3:15, that what was smeared in sin will one day be clean. Where the raucous chant of evil gets hushed, as the seed's heel gets bruised, but the serpent's head gets crushed.